Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
To the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Friday, April 18th, 2014, and this is Good Friday. We're going to talk in a little bit about what role does God have in this country. I saw something that I want to relate to you, and it's part of this larger story about what was going on, what were people planning, what were people strategizing. We're going to talk about that when we come back in the next segment, but I wanted to keep taking some calls here. I've got Root Boy in New York. You said you wanted to respond to an article?
Yeah, David, hi. Hi. Codename Root Boy calling from Delta Bravo sector of central New York. I have two questions. Number one, you know, for our liberty renaissance here, we really only have two choices for right now, and maybe a third if Jesse gets in. And unfortunately, we have to compete in the matrix of the left-right paradigm, and that's the Republicans. You know, you on the floor, the ground floor of the battle last week, you know, in that Fox News interview. You know, Rand Paul played some lip service, you know, at the beginning of the interview, and then he says, oh, let calmer heads prevail. And then his answer in the soundbite was that I have a bill in the hopper. And so my question to you, Mr. David Knight, you know, who is there with black uniform contractors, sniper rifles trained on you, I mean, is that enough?
Well, I'll be happy for anything that gets done like that. And Rand Paul has had bills introduced in the past. He had a read it, write it, and something else bill. I can't remember it exactly now. But basically, you know, we're going to make sure that the bills are actually read. We're going to give people enough time to read them before they sign them. And certainly we want to see things happening there. But as I said before, you know, we could elect Captain America to be president, and it isn't going to solve the problem. The bureaucracies are way out of control, and it isn't just the Bureau of Land Management. They're just a good example of it. But we have this being done by the EPA. We've got it being done by Fish and Wildlife. We've got it being done by the IRS. You know, whatever agency you are involved with, and one of the Bundy brothers was there, he said, hey, I don't have a ranch. I work selling timeshares in Las Vegas. He goes, I've seen government regulations making it impossible for us to do business because we're going to report everything to them. This is the oppression. What is going to get us out of it is I think we can take direct action with jury nullification. Personally, that's where I have the most hope. It's going to have to be done at the state level, but it's more importantly, it's got to be done by the people. We have to get people to understand what the issues are and get upset about the police state, because that's what it ultimately comes down to. Whether it's Harry Reid forcing some poor rancher out of his farm so that he can help these crony capitalists, these global capitalists, whatever his motivation is, whether they're enforcing Agenda 21, whatever, where the rubber meets the road is when they send out these militarized police forces from these bureaucracies. And yes, we're going to have to stand up to them. We're going to have to peacefully protest them and stand up to them. We need to make sure we do not lose the Second Amendment. That is a deterrent. It is a peaceful deterrent, just as we had nuclear weapons as a deterrent against nuclear war during the Cold War. We need to make sure that I don't want to see a nuclear option happening. I don't want to see it break out into that. Nobody wanted to see a nuclear war happen between the U.S. and between Russia. And we don't want to see it happen again now either, but that's what we have to do. And we have to realize that there are certain things that we can do, like jury nullification, very, very powerful. We don't have to beg any elected representatives about that at the state, local, or federal level. We can do it ourselves. Get on a jury. Stand up for your fellow man's justice, for his individual rights. We're going to be right back. We're going to take some more calls. Thank you, Root Boy from New York. We'll be right back.
I come chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Listeners of GCN know governments and identity thieves around the world are illegally spying on our digital data. This puts you at risk of financial loss or potential targeting because of your political affiliation or spiritual beliefs. But now there's a new, free, and easy way to protect yourself. Regain your privacy and security now with Unseen. Unseen is a free digital communication service that offers email, chat, audio, and video calling, plus cloud storage. All secured with unparalleled encryption and is hosted in Iceland, where your data is protected by some of the strongest privacy laws in the world. For a limited time, GCN listeners get a 20% discount when upgrading to Unseen's premium service, which offers more storage and even greater security. Plus, get huge discounts when you buy multiple premium accounts. Perfect for your family, Bible study, political action group, or business. This isn't just your average radio ad. This is a call to action. You now have the power at your fingertips to stop Big Brother in his tracks. So why wait? Go to unseennow.com and take action today. That's unseennow.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're taking your calls here at the show. We're talking about what happened at the Nevada Ranch standoff about a week ago, but I want to cover a couple of different issues here for a moment. We had a caller in the last segment that was saying, what do we do to take this back? Can we elect somebody like Rand Paul? He was concerned that Rand Paul wasn't coming out quickly enough, coming out strongly enough about this. Look, he came back, and I'm happy if he's going to introduce a bill. We need to find people, though, that are going to stand up for what we already have as rights. And I'm not saying that Rand Paul's not doing that, but we have the authority to stand up for these rights. And ultimately, it comes down to us. So what are we going to do about it? Well, of course, one of the things that we can do is jury nullification. As I mentioned before, you know, this is the week that most people filled out their tax forms and sent them in, and we had Donald Rumsfeld saying that he wasn't comfortable signing that form because he didn't really understand the taxes were too complicated. He really didn't understand it. He understood that he was incriminating himself, so he attached a letter. I don't know if that would stand up in the IRS's court or not. And you, of course, do not get a trial unless they're coming after you for something criminal. But they do treat it as criminal, and if you do not sign your tax form in many cases, And as I pointed out, we just had a case last November, and it was a woman, Doreen Hendrickson, and they tried to jail her because she owed no taxes. She owed zero taxes, but she did not want to sign the form that they had filled out. And the amazing court order, and this is what the judge said, she told the jury that it is not a defense to the crime of contempt that the court order was unlawful or unconstitutional. Think about that. So in other words, that's what we're hearing from so many people who are criticizing what happened at the Bundy Ranch. It's like, hey, that's the government's land, and the government said to do this. And it's like, so just get on your knees and bow down and do whatever they say. You should not think about or challenge the fact that it was unconstitutional or unlawful. Now, we are seeing some victories at the local level, and I think that there's really more that can be done, not only with jury nullification, but also at the state and local level. And we see some movement in the states. For instance, in Vermont, this was just yesterday, the Vermont Senate approved a GMO labeling bill and is going to send it back to the House for a final vote. If this goes through in the House of Representatives of Vermont, Vermont would be the first state in the country to require labeling of foods made with genetically modified organisms. And the people there protesting, one of them has got a sign that says, "Label GMOs, let me decide." See, we can make those decisions ourselves. We don't need a nanny state in Washington. We just need to know what's in the food that we're getting. And, of course, the corporatists who are running the government don't want that to happen. They've shut that down in many states, shut it down in California. They have tried to shut it down in Washington. Now Vermont is going out saying, we have a right to know what is in our food. And then they can make the decision whether or not they want to do it. We also see this. Maryland governor signs a marijuana decriminalization bill. That also happened just a couple of days ago. Now, this is a bill that's going to change some of the things involved in medical marijuana, but it is also going to decriminalize small amounts of marijuana. So the federal government is pushing ahead with their illegal drug wars. They have no authority to prohibit anything, folks. They had to have a constitutional amendment to prohibit alcohol. Where is the constitutional amendment to prohibit marijuana? Where is the constitutional amendment to prohibit anything? Where's the constitutional amendment that's going to prohibit drugs for cancer patients who are on death row and they want to make the decisions about their life, whether or not they take those drugs or not? A lot of people need medical marijuana. It really, really makes me sick to see so many people who should be defending Christians. Many Christians, they're so concerned about marijuana that they will deny it to people who are gravely ill and not allow them to have medical marijuana. How can they shut off that compassion? It's not even legal. We have to get out of this slavish mentality to government. In Tennessee, they just had a bill to nullify federal hemp ban that was just signed by the governor there, I believe. It's gone to that point. It says it's moved forward. This was on April the 10th, and so maybe it has not passed just yet, but is on the docket. Looks like it's going to pass if it hasn't. And here's the thing. It's going on in Michigan as well. Rand Paul has introduced in Kentucky bills that would legalize hemp. Hemp has such a small amount of THC in it, if it's got any at all, that you can't use it as a psychoactive drug. It is simply competition for pharmaceutical companies, for cotton companies and industries. It has so many different uses. And again, out of fear and panic and misinformation, hemp has been outlawed along with marijuana. And they don't have the authority to outlaw anything. That is why we have two of the 20-some-odd constitutional amendments in the Constitution, is one to make alcohol illegal and the other one to make it legal again. If they had the ability to just say alcohol is illegal, why did we need to have the constitutional amendment to do that? And we see that people are starting to wake up. Take a look at what's going on with John McCain, one of our favorite politicians here. He has been voted the most unpopular senator in America. Neither Republicans nor Democrats trust him. This is from the Capitalism Institute. They say that he was recently censured by the Arizona GOP for his moderate stance and his constant compromising with Obama. And as examples, they point out, you know, of course, he supported the bombing campaign in Syria, arming their rebels, supports gun control. And, of course, you also see him with the neo-Nazis and the Ukraine. Why does the point man for all of this, for the military-industrial complex, John McCain. Why does he always go and get his picture taken with al-Qaeda and with the neo-Nazis? Well, the same reason that the CIA used to work with Noriega before George H.W. Bush started calling him strongman Noriega and invaded Panama. Look, they can go in and get these gangsters, whether it's a drug dealing criminal like Noriega or whether it's these, whether it's al-Qaeda or whether it is the neo-Nazis. They can always go in, work with them to overthrow the regime that they want to overthrow. And then because it's so easy to make a case as to how criminal these guys are, they can then easily take them out. It's a perfect mob tactic, and they're doing that over and over again. I'm surprised these guys on the other side keep falling for that. I mean, but they do use the same MO over and over again, whether it's false flag attacks or whether it's taking some criminal group, making them your ally, using them to overthrow a government, and then turning on that group afterwards. They keep using the same MOs over and over again. One last story before we go back to your calls. Is your home's energy meter spying on you? And this is from Fox News. And this is a story out of, where was this? I'm not seeing the place where this is out. But basically, oh, this is out of California. And what they were concerned about is the privacy and the data. And the irony of this is that as they were protesting this, the utility company there started monitoring the meters and the privacy of the people there who were protesting them, basically fulfilling their concern about it being a privacy invasion. And, of course, there's many issues with smart meters. It's not just privacy. Many people have raised health issues. An excellent documentary that we carry that shows the effect of these smart meters pulsing. You can actually see insects on a leaf jerking as the smart meter is pulsing. It sends out a lot of energy. A lot of people have had health problems with it, but you can actually see it with the insects. So that's a very real effect. And the privacy issue is a very real effect. As they're pointing here in the article, they're pointing out information gathered from smart meters includes things like unencrypted data, which other people can grab, right? Details showing when you're away from home, what your typical usage, when you're typically home, when you're away, and then also looking at what kind of activities you're engaged in. Do you have, are you watching television? How long are you spending cooking? But more importantly, they point out that police agencies are using this utility data to determine if suspects are maybe growing marijuana in their homes. So they look at it, and if they see that you've got a lot of electricity usage, they think that maybe you're growing marijuana at home. You might be doing hydroponics. We've had situations where people were growing hydroponics, and all of a sudden they get SWAT teamed. And in a situation like that, those people are probably more likely to get killed by a SWAT team if they have access, do something. They think that their home is being invaded. If they were really criminals that were growing marijuana, and I say that lightly, that's the government's definition of a crime. As I mentioned, I don't believe that's a crime, should not be a crime. But those people who are doing something that has been declared illegal by the government, they may be expecting a SWAT team's raid. So when somebody kicks in the door, they keep it cool. But if somebody is minding their own business, not doing anything that they believe that the government should be concerned about, and what the government is concerned about is their electricity usage. We had a case just a couple of weeks ago where the police were watching hydroponic stores and followed this woman home, surveilled her, SWAT teamed her. This has happened many, many times. It just happened a couple of weeks ago again, but I heard these stories 20 years ago. This has been going on for a very long time. How do we rein in this criminal government? Let's go to your calls. John in Texas, you had something you wanted to say about Harry Reid. Go ahead.
Hello, David.
Hi.
You hear me? Yeah, I was listening to Greg Palast on a radio show last night, and he just dropped a little diamond for us. Apparently, you may already know this, of course, but Harry Reid was instrumental in acquiring the rights to a gold mine for a Canadian corporation called Barrick.
Yes.
They paid a little under $10,000 to the U.S. Treasury for this gold mine, which had an estimated value of $10 billion in gold ore.
Well, yeah, so, amazing, yeah. Hang on, we'll come right back to you. That's what we see happening. As I mentioned, he did the deal with ENN, gave them the stuff for 10 cents on the dollar. You're talking about Barrick. The guy who was very much involved with Barrick, very high in their company, is the father of Harry Reid's chief staffer, who is now the director of the BLM. We'll be right back with your calls. Hang on.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase. In areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base. Nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we've been taking your calls. We have a call coming up that you're not going to want to miss. It's Clive and Bundy. We're establishing contact with him right now. And I want to get his response to what we see Harry Reid calling people who were there last week in support of their liberties and his liberties, calling them domestic terrorists. We broke this story last night on InfoWars, the Harry Reid press conference. Let's run that sound clip right now, guys, if you can run that for me. And then there's also a story that came today from a Homeland Security advisor, and Lisa Monaco, and she is now saying if your children are confrontational, they might become terrorists. Let's play the Harry Reid clip.
So these people who hold themselves out to be patriots are not. They're nothing more than domestic terrorists. And I think that we are a country that people should follow the law. What went up in Mesquite is not very... I repeat, what went on up there is domestic terrorism. Okay. Domestic terrorism, not tourism.
Community members saw warning signs, but they didn't see them as an indicator of a problem. Whether it was a teacher hearing from a student that they were interested in traveling abroad to fight, whether it was a parent seeing a kid being more confrontational, we have to learn together and educate community members and trusted community members who can come and intervene and point that usually youth to a different path.
There we go. Now we've got Clive and Bundy on the phone. Mr. Bundy, thank you for joining us.
I'm happy to be here.
Now, were you able to hear those last two clips that we played of Harry Reid calling you and everybody that was there last week domestic terrorists?
Yes, I did.
It would be funny if it wasn't so dangerous, sir.
Yeah, I don't know. It don't sound very funny to me, but, you know, I say, Harry, I guess you are right. We are upset citizens, and we are, I guess, in a riot-type mood. But we are doing it in a peaceful way with a lot of, you know, lots of inspiration and love and a lot of courage. And that's how come we was able to face Harry's army and back them down. It's not because we're militant.
That's right.
You know, riot type thing. It's because we have faith and we're looking for freedom and liberty.
I have to commend you and your family. I didn't see anybody threatening anyone else. You know, a terrorist by definition is somebody who uses fear, who uses the threat of violence, or who uses violence to achieve political means. You guys were not doing that. That day, we had that Saturday morning, I had an 8 o'clock interview with you. And when I got there, I was told that it was going to not happen because the sheriff had called and the family was in prayer. And when Ammon came up and addressed the crowd, he said, we've been praying about this and thinking about this, and we don't have any fear about this. You are not going to be terrorized. But he said, we don't need to take guns even to throughout any of this. So I'm asking people not to carry guns. I really admire your family's calm resolve and just backbones of steel, and yet a very, very meek spirit like we see from people like Ron Paul.
Well, thank you. That's about all I can say. And you realize it's not just me. It's not just my family. There are hundreds of people with the same attitude and the same spirit. And, you know, that's what's so overwhelming is the fact that they are so many people and the spirit's the same and they're,
yes,
you know, they're peaceful. They love, and I mean, lovely, I guess, is a good expression. They are lovely.
It really disturbs me to see the media, people we had, Reuters, building this up today, the way they wrote this piece, it sounded like the only people who were armed were the demonstrators who were there. Very few, if any of them, were armed down in the gully there. And yet never talked about the federal government being armed, never talked about the federal government pointing rifles at people for the longest time, and just essentially tried to make the federal government look like they were being reasonable, rational, and we were an angry mob. That clearly wasn't the case, but I want to ask you about this because, as I said, I watched your family. I was very impressed with the way they conducted themselves. You trained them very well. We just had this story break today. White House counterterrorism chief, and you heard this clip. She was saying that confrontational children might be terrorists, and she's warning people, as someone in Homeland Security, that if they find their children being confrontational, that they might grow up to be terrorists. As somebody who's raised 14 children, I want to get a take from you right after we come back from the break. I wonder if you ever had a child who was confrontational to you. I bet you did. See, this is coming from Lisa Monaco. She doesn't have any children, but we're going to talk to somebody who has 14 children right after the break. And I tell you, he raised them well. I saw them last week. We'll be right back with Clive and Bundy.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? 9-Year Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
We will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
9-Year Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
Hi, I'm Larry Ruff, president of 9-Year Mortgage. This is unlike anything you've ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD and learn how you can eliminate all of your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD now, 800-286-5273.
This works. Call the number.
Call now for your free CD, 800-286-5273, 800-286-5273.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
You got a business. That, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in Austin, and I have on the phone Cliven Bundy, the man who's been at the center of this dispute in Nevada about the cattle, about grazing rights, about water rights. And a lot of people don't understand that, Mr. Bundy. You have rights that are, you're not claiming that you own the land, but you do have grazing rights and you do have water rights there. A lot of people are really spinning that in a way that makes it sound like you're asserting ownership over all of that federal land.
This is a little bit confusing to people, especially in the western or eastern half of the United States, because most all of that land is privately owned, each, you know, by individuals. In the west, we have what we call public land and very little private land. And, of course, what's happening here is the United States is claiming that they own the private land or public land. And here in the western United States, we're saying these states are sovereign states, come under the equal footing doctrine with the original 13 states, and they are sovereign. That means that they own the land. So, in other words, the argument here is, does the state of Nevada own this land, or does the federal government own this land? And, of course, I say that you can figure this out in about 5 minutes by reading the Constitution of the United States. There's no doubt that the United States was limited, very limited, to the amount of property they could own.
Yeah.
And what they could do with it.
In the article, in Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17, the Enclave Clause, limits the government to owning land like that. And a lot of the confusion, I think, is coming from, as you point out, people in the East over here, back East, people typically have to keep their cattle confined to fences or they're liable for damage. But where you are, you operate under open range laws in Nevada. And the default there is that the cattle are free to go wherever. And if they damage somebody's property, if those people don't have a legal fence around their property, even on the highway, then the cattle owner is not liable for that. So a very different set of laws. But I wanted to get your response to this report that came out today, and we started talking about this just before the break, about a Homeland Security Advisor, Lisa Monaco. She was speaking at Harvard University on Tuesday, and let's listen real quickly to that soundbite, and I want to get your response.
So what kinds of behaviors are we talking about? For the most part, they're not related directly to actually plotting attacks. They're more subtle. Parents might see sudden personality changes in their children at home, becoming more confrontational.
There we go. Okay. Now, as someone who has raised 14 children, have you ever seen your children as they're growing old suddenly have some personality changes and become confrontational, Mr. Bundy?
Okay. The first thing I would like to say is I've enjoyed my children, from the oldest, the first one I've had, to the last one equally. I just really enjoyed my children. And you know, when they're talking like this lady's talking, I've seen all kinds of things. I've seen my kids throw fits. I've seen them have ball and scream. I've seen them, have problems with their dad and their mom. And I've seen them, sort of hate the world. And then on the other hand, I've seen them love the world. And so I've raised 14 of them. And they all have different moods at different times, and
yes,
they all, they're learning. This is a process, and I've had to kick their butts a few times. And, I've had the opportunity to love them lots of times. This is just part of family life and part of normal growing up. These kids are not perfect, neither are their parents, but this is a process that is wonderful.
Yes, and I got to say, the calmness and the resolve, as I mentioned before, you've got adult children now, and I think you've done a great job raising them. And one of the things that I really wanted to cover on this Good Friday is the fact that one of the ways that they're attacking you and the people who were there was this report by someone who was not even there saying, we were strategizing, had a ploy to put women and children in the front. That was not the case. And he has now pulled that back and said, I was never there. I got there well after everything was finished. And that is true. We knew that because, we saw when he got there. That was never the case, that they were strategizing to put women and children up there. And I've got to say, you know, people have attacked you for being a rancher, for being a Mormon, for all these different things. Everybody is trying to divide and conquer the population based on demographics. But I got to say that, as you have pointed out, the men who wrote the Constitution did it on their knees. And we had people who were Masons. They were deists, some of them. But they gave God the credit for what he did, and they appealed to God. They asked him for protection. We don't see that from people like Mayor Bloomberg, who came out this week and said, because he's given $50 million to gun control groups, that if there is a God, he's going to go straight into heaven. That's the kind of prideful arrogance that is a stitch to God more than just about anything I have seen as I read the Bible. What would you say about that?
Well, you know, any success that I've had, or my family's had, or we the people's had, we have to give that to God, because we have asked for his guidance and strength, and he's given it to us. You know, any other credit that would be given out here would be to we the people, not counting me, but the people here, with their prayers,
yes,
and with their efforts, and with their ability to have faith and courage enough to stand on the line. It's sure not me or my family. It has to be given to God and those people that stood and those people that pray.
Yes.
I don't know where else to give the credit.
And as Ben Franklin said, there is a God who rules in the affairs of men. And as you pointed out, as many people have pointed out, when this country was founded, that was the mindset of the people. They asked for help from God. We had not just information warriors. That's very important that people understand what's going on. We also need prayer warriors. But let me ask you, what's going on at your ranch now? We've seen reports of these cattle that were shot. We've seen some pictures that might have been mass graves for cattle out there. Can you give us an update on the damage that was done to property out there, the damage that was done to cattle?
Yes, I could. But, you know, my main concern here, and my you know, really the emergency is that those people that pulled these guns and these BLM and Park Service people, whoever they might have been, who had these guns pulled on we the citizens, you know, they still have their guns, and they have escaped.
Yes.
And our county sheriff and other states and county sheriffs has allowed them to disappear into the United States. And those guns have not been taken away. And so that was the demand of the county sheriff before any of these things happened. It's that they disarm those people over in that government compound. He didn't do what the people asked, and that's why the people had to do it for him. And then when they did get those people in a position to take their guns away, he allowed them to go right out on a freeway and go out into the United States, across the states and counties. And the media has never reported on where they went. There's never been a county sheriff saying they're in my county. We've allowed a terrible thing to happen in America, letting those people just disappear.
Well, you know, Mr. Bundy, that's what we've seen over and over. We follow these types of stories quite often here at InfoWars, where we see police that exceed their reasonable powers, use deadly force in situations where deadly force is not warranted. And they're typically doing it in the cities. They're typically doing it to minorities. And we see this happen over and over again and over and over again. Just as you saw these people leave in a convoy of 80 to 100 cars, we saw them leave. The police are walking away from these criminal actions unscathed over and over again. And I think you're right. I mean, certainly the thing one of the things that backed them down last week was the exposure of the fraud and the ethical issues involving Harry Reid. But whatever their motivation, everybody needs to understand that this was a peaceful protest, a stand up to the police state. And that's where we're seeing it everywhere. This kind of over-the-top criminal behavior that we saw there and that was going on before we got out there, that was going on while we were there, that is what people need to understand, is that we've got these armed bureaucracies and we've got the federal government arming everyone from the Weather Service to the Postal Service to the Department of Education to the Bureau of Land Management. They are building armies of people who come after individuals. They've had a family drug out of their home in the dark of the morning because there was a mother who was no longer even living with the family that owed the Department of Education on a student loan. So they SWAT teamed the family, drug them out of their house in the dark and put them on face down on the lawn. And this is the kind of stuff that you were seeing happening around your ranch.
Oh, yes, exactly. And that's why we demanded the sheriff to take these weapons away, and then he didn't do it. And so the people had to go and take that upon herself with a great danger. But then we're demanding the sheriffs across the United States, every county sheriff, to disarm these bureaucrats, get those arms away. And now I think the call now would be for we the people to encourage our sheriff to get this done.
Yes.
Encourage your sheriff to get this job done, because if we don't get it done in the individual counties, then we're going to face all of these guns in a civil war.
Yes.
We don't want to get to that point.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. That, I think, is the key issue. I think it is the police state. That's where all this stuff comes together. We can talk about what is motivating Harry Reid and what is motivating the government. We can talk about the tactics and the techniques that they're using to deceive the public, whether it's Agenda 21 or whether it's Delphi techniques at your local county meetings. We can talk about the graft and the corruption with major corporations. I don't know if you're aware of this, Mr. Bundy, but these documents specifically mentioned getting you off of your ranch so they could use these as solar mitigation for these other solar projects. They also had a grant for $400,000 from the Walton Family Foundation, the family foundation that came, their fortune came from the Walmart company. So here they got a $400,000 grant that they're going to give to these park services, provided they get you off of your land. I just found that amazing to see these giant corporations teamed up to throw away.
Yes. You know, and I don't have any comment on that because I don't know, but then that's still a speculation. Is Harry Reid trying to cause enough trouble here with me and with we the people to actually say this is a police state? You know, this is, it seems like that's what he's trying to work this all up to, where the people would accept the fact that now the United States needs to be a police state.
Yes,
because
exactly.
You know, it seems like maybe Harry's trying to push that. In other words, another war. Is
yes.
that what Harry wants?
Yes, because when they label you a domestic terrorist, we know what they do to terrorists. And they've already put the NDA.
We also know what some of the laws are. Since 9/11, you know, they've strengthened this to the point that it's about anybody would qualify as a terrorist. And then they take unlimited power over it with a person or a group or whatever, and leaving them no liberty and basically have an unlimited resources and unlimited power to, you know, to do whatever. And to, you know, and if he's a terrorist, let's take him out.
Yes, and that was very troubling a couple of years ago. We had both Democrats and Republicans voting for the National Defense Authorization Act, the NDAA, and a new section that was put in that a couple of years ago said that essentially the military could arrest anybody and hold them indefinitely without trial, and could transport them. Why? Because they perceived that we were at war. Let's play that clip from Harry Reid again, where he tries to pull up the rhetoric here. Go ahead. You guys have that clip? We're going to have that clip in just a second here. But just yesterday, Harry Reid was saying that all the people that were standing up to the police state were essentially domestic terrorists. Let's play that clip.
Keep in mind what happened up there. There were hundreds, hundreds of people from around the country that came there. They had sniper rifles on the freeway. They had assault weapons. They had automatic weapons. And as one of the former sheriffs in Arizona said, and we had children and women lined up because if anybody got hurt, we wanted to make sure they got hurt first, because we want the federal government hurting women and children. This is the deal, and it's not a good one. So these people who hold themselves out to be patriots are not. They're nothing more than domestic terrorists. And I think that we are a country that people should follow the law, and what went up in Mesquite is not very good. I repeat, what went on up there is domestic terrorism. Okay, domestic terrorism.
Well, he certainly knows about terrorism, because as I was just reading earlier, there was a drone operator talking about how he was called upon to shoot men, women, and children. We know that's happening abroad all the time. And of course, it was not a plan of anyone, and there was nothing strategized about it. And in fact, you can see the videos that it did not happen to have men and women, or to have women and children, rather, on the front lines. Go ahead, Mr. Bundy.
You know, it actually sort of makes me mad when I hear Harry talk like that. You know, what he's done is he's putting a whole bunch of things together and coming up quite a speech. I mean, definitely most of those things he's talking about are lies. And why would our United States senator act like this in front of we the people of America? Why would a man do this? And else he's trying to stir something up. And
yes,
it definitely not. I've been around, you know, like 3,000 people here. I've never heard anybody talk like this on around me in the last couple of weeks. Never. Nobody has ever talked like this.
Well, that's true, and this is part of the vilification that they're starting, and this is a war that we're going to have to fight in the press, because first they're going to try to vilify you and your supporters, and first they assassinate your character, then they try to assassinate you. And I can see where this narrative is going. I mean, when Glenn Beck was saying that those of us who were at the front of the gate, and I was up there at the front because I wanted to capture what was being said between your son Ammon and this agent from the BLM. So I was up at the front, and we've got footage of that, and people were not provoking and threatening the government. It's absolutely not true. What Glenn Beck is saying about that is a lie. It's disinformation, and what he's trying to do is to demonize the people there, so that if everybody has seen you, they've seen your family, they know that you're calm and responsible individual. individuals. But what they want to try to do is to demonize the people who were there as supporters so they can say if something happens and they want to initiate something, they can blame it on somebody else.
Okay, now you know, maybe I misunderstood you. You said Glenn Beck said these things, or did you mean Harry Reid said these things?
Glenn Beck said it before Harry Reid said it. I don't know if you caught it or not when you were talking to Glenn Beck, and you were trying to explain that the state and the county had jurisdiction in that area. Glenn Beck said, oh, now I understand. This is something completely different about not paying taxes. Now you're saying that you're sovereign. And then he had a guy that was there, and he said, are you saying that you're part of the sovereign citizen movement? And Mr. Bundy, you said you didn't know what that was. Let me tell you right now that the FBI has labeled the sovereign citizen movement, rightly or wrongly, as domestic terrorists for a long time. And they've been telling law enforcement officers that people who are sovereign citizens are people who will shoot them on a heartbeat. And so they've got law enforcement very afraid of that term. When they hung that label on you, he was putting a big target on your back. Well,
I'm glad you sort of informed me that. I didn't realize what was going on there. But anyway,
Can you hang on for just one moment? We've got a commercial break, and we're going to be right back. Can you hang on for a little bit longer?
Yes,
all right.
I will.
Thank you.
Attention, all radio listeners. Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives exclusively to our radio listeners here today. Visit mycreditcardknife.com to see this covert knife in action and claim yours for free. It's the same knife you've seen in the airline magazines for $29.95, but today it's yours free. Just pay shipping and handling. mycreditcardknife.com, mycreditcardknife.com. Go now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What I'm about to tell you is based on information obtained from a little-known government document called FT-900. This bombshell government document contains evidence on what I believe will cause the next 9/11. I've just posted a video at www.next911exposed2.com that not only analyzes the contents of this document, but it walks you through the exact timeline of how and when this 9/11 event is scheduled to occur. Just like 9/11 had a lasting impact on our society, this event will reshape America. It will swipe trillions off markets and retirement accounts everywhere and destroy the way of life of millions of unprepared Americans. But it will also trigger what promises to be the biggest wealth transfer in the history of our nation. But you only have a few weeks left to take all the necessary steps to protect yourself and your family. Just visit www.next911exposed2.com to view my newly released video. Again, that's www.next911exposed2.com before it's too late.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I have on the phone Cliven Bundy, the Nevada rancher that's at the center of this dispute with the BLM. At the center, really, at the moment of our fight for our liberties against the police state. And, of course, Harry Reid is pushing back on this. calling him and everyone who was there domestic terrorists because they stood down a government that had come from all over the country and was pointing guns in people's faces, threatening to shoot them. Before we get back to Mr. Bundy, I want to let you know that this hour of the Alex Jones Show is brought to you by My Patriot Supply. Patriots everywhere are getting prepared, and they're doing it with one of my favorite companies, MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com offers high-quality survival gear and is the home of the Patriot Pantry line of emergency food storage. The food is delicious, easy to prepare, put together with GMO-free crops, and it is storable for up to 25 years. It's developed space-saving and secure food storage bins, unlike the flimsy plastic pails that you find almost everywhere else. That's My Patriot Supply. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers. The globalists are counting on you to be unprepared. Fight back. Get prepared at MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. Now, Mr. Bundy, just before we went to break, we were talking about the interview that you had earlier this week, and I was pointing out to you that even before Harry Reid came out with the statement yesterday about the people that were there at the ranch being domestic terrorists, that as you were explaining the sovereignty issues, and I know that you believe that the sovereignty belongs in the county and with the state government as opposed to the federal government, they spun that around and said, oh, you are saying that you are above the law, that you are a sovereign citizen. And one of the guys there with Glenn Beck, I don't know his name, but if you look at the clip, you can see it. He said, are you saying that you're a member of the Sovereign Citizens Movement, which is code word for domestic terrorists for sure? And you said at the time you didn't know anything about it. Did you want to address that?
Well, I could. I definitely am not joined with any group of terrorists.
Yes, I know.
I am an individual citizen. When I'm talking about sovereignty and of state, I'm talking about our constitution and our state government being we as the sovereign people of that county. And I really believe that's what our founding fathers were talking about, is being sovereign and as individuals. And of course, we're sovereign here. I'm a sovereign citizen of Clark County, Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I am sovereignty. I believe in that.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I certainly we understand what you're talking about. And this is not, you know, again, it's a term that is a very hot label, and it is a term that has been used for law enforcement for them to come after people and perceive them as a threat to their safety. But what you're saying is that the state of Nevada should have sovereignty over this, that as Representative Stockman, congressman from Texas, said, whenever the federal government goes out to enforce anything to enforce any rulings or any laws, they need to contract with local law enforcement, and that's what you were saying. Your son, Ammon, said to the BLM agent, he said, you have no authority here, and then pointed at the sheriff and said, you're the one with authority. We will do what you said. That's the attitude that I saw there. I understand that's what you were about. I wanted to ask you, going forward here, where's the best place for people to get updates from you? Because there's been a lot of information that's gone out. I know that you've got a Facebook page as well as a blog page, and I've seen reports that have come out in the last couple of days where you have had to, or your wife or somebody there in your family has had to come out and say that simply isn't true, and you do that, communicate people through Facebook. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's our main source of communication. You know, my wife, I don't even understand what she's talking about, but she's saying we've now overrode or overdid the system like Obamacare did.
Yeah.
I mean, we blew the system today.
Hey, hang on.
I don't know what they can get or not get anything.
Thank you for joining us today, Mr. Bundy. Best wishes to you. We're going to be right back, and I'm going to continue with the people that have been hanging for calls. Thank you so much, Mr. Bundy. Best wishes to you.
Yeah, I appreciate being with you and being with the people of America.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency
potency. Supermale Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Supermale Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Supermale Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Supermale Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
Waging.